بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من العشر الأوائل من ذي الحجة، إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that Allah Rabbul Izzah has kept within the Islamic calendar special moments, special times, special places, wherein the winds of the rahmat, the mercy, the barakat, goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blows very strongly upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These nafahat, these moments, these special events, these special times, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being exhorted to take advantage. On one hand, the day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best of the days of the week, wherein a person has a chance to gain some closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than that, a chance for some amnesty, to be forgiven for the weaknesses of the week that had passed. Then we have the month of Ramadan, perhaps the greatest month in the Islamic calendar. And we have heard time and again the virtues of the month of Ramadan, the forgiveness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the opportunities Allah has created for you and I in this month. The 10 days of Muharram, and of course the current period of the year that we find ourselves in, which is known as the Mawsim of Hajj, the season of Hajj. These are amongst these special events. And ulama have discussed the season of Hajj does not just begin from the start of Dhul Hijjah, but rather fuqaha say from the time the moon of Shawwal is sighted. The month of Ramadan comes to an end, and the day of Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated, and already the season of Hajj begins. What spans 2 months and 10 days? Ulama explain, why is this entire period called the season of Hajj? One explanation that has been given is that in the earlier days, travel would be very arduous, journeys would be lengthy, it would take a lengthy period of time to traverse a short distance, and therefore people from around the world who wanted to come for Hajj, they would in reality commence their journey after Ramadan. The month of Ramadan would come to an end, the day of Eid would be celebrated, and immediately those intending Hajj would commence their journey. And therefore this entire period came to be known as the season of Hajj. But ulama have given another explanation. Why this entire time period, 2 months and 10 days, why do we already call it the season of Hajj? Ulama say that there is no void in the life of a believer. He moves from one goodness to another goodness. In the month of Ramadan, a person feels spiritually up closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he perceives this closeness. He understands the reward Allah is prepared to give him. And then the last 10 nights of Ramadan come. He's searching for Laylatul Qadr. He exerts himself. And then the moon is sighted and the month of Ramadan comes to an end. Allah does not just allow the believer to fall into a lull, but now move to another season of goodness, another opportunity, another chance to set your gaze on your correct objective. You may have gained some closeness to Allah during the month of Ramadan. Now the season will be such where your objective and goal and your desire will be to go to the house of Allah. But the reality, my dear brothers, is that this journey of Hajj, the journey of a lifetime, while it is our dua, our wish, our desire, And Allah make it such that each and every one of us gets the opportunity to go on this journey. But the reality is, each and every year it will be but a fraction, a small percentage of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will be fortunate enough to go on this physical journey. The question remains, my dear brothers, what is left for you and I? The fortunate ones have already departed. They have perhaps already been to Madina Munawwara. They have come to Makkah Mukarramah. They have done their Umrah. They may have already gone to Aziziya. They are now eagerly awaiting the last few days before the days of Hajj will begin. Their journey has already commenced. And you and I are back home. Our daily routine continues. But what opportunity has been left for you and I? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to great lengths to explain to this ummah that deen is not exclusive. It is not something that is only accessible by a select group of people. The small percentage that will go for Hajj, they will secure the reward and the benefit, and the remainder of the ummah will have to wait another year for the opportunity. No. On multiple occasions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to great lengths to show to the ummah there is an opportunity for each and every person. On one occasion, Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those who are not so financially well off. And they complained to him, O Nabi of Allah, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالْأُجُورِ O Nabi of Allah, the wealthy ones have taken away the reward. What do you mean, O my Sahaba? They explain themselves. O Nabi of Allah, يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّي Just as we exert ourselves in salah, they also get the opportunity to do so. وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ We exert ourselves in fasting, they do the same. Every act of ibadat we do, they are able to match us. But they have one trump card. They have wealth to spend in the path of Allah. And here we get left behind. It is unfair, they will secure greater reward than us. In other words, what was the complaint? That category of reward is only accessible to this group of people. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? O my Sahaba, do you not know? Every tasbih you recite, you will get the reward of sadaqah. Every takbir you recite, you will get the reward of sadaqah. Every time you say, La ilaha illallah, you will get the reward of sadaqah. O my Sahaba, to this extent, if you go to fulfill your desires with your lawful wife, you will get the reward of sadaqah. In other words, Allah has created an opportunity for you. You may not have the wealth to spend, but there is a chance for you. What is the message being sounded? Deen is not exclusive. There is something for all of us. Coming back to the current period of the year, my dear brothers, what opportunity has been left for you and I? The Hujjaj will secure their reward. But has Allah left us high and dry? Or has Allah created and opened doors for us as well? And when we look through the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we realize that Allah has left us with a number of opportunities. And Allah has opened a number of doors for us. And such actions Allah has given to us, which are accessible on a daily basis for each and every one of us, regardless of his financial status, regardless of how occupied his calendar may seem, how much of time he may have or may not have during his day. But Allah has given us a number of simple actions by virtue of which we will also secure the reward of the Haji. The hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam outlines a very simple action. And something which many of us take for granted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, من خرج من بيته متطهرا إلى صلاة مكتوبة That person who leaves home with the intention of performing his fard salah, but he leaves home with the condition that he has made his wudu at home. A seemingly simple action. What reward is Allah prepared to give him? أَجْرُهُ كَأَجْرِ الْحَاجِّ الْمُحْرِمِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says his reward is the reward of the haji in the state of ihram. The haji is taking his steps in the sweltering heat. He is surrounded by throngs of people. He is living outside of his comfort zone. The accommodation may not be to his standard. He hasn't had the food that he was accustomed to. Perhaps those who he is traveling with have certain characteristics that he cannot gel with. He has left behind his loved ones at home. He's got a whole host of worries. And each step he takes, Allah is writing reward for him. And here we have a person leaving his own home. At home he had the aircon. In the car he has the aircon on. He steps into an air-conditioned masjid. He reads his salah on soft carpets. He barely leaves his comfort zone. But Allah is recording for him the reward of the haji. Ulama explain why. Such a simple action. He performs wudu at home and comes for salah. Why is Allah prepared to give him such a great reward? Ulama say he is showing Allah his readiness. He is showing Allah, I am preparing ahead of time. Salah is not something last minute in my life. But I am making an effort ahead of time. I am leaving home with this objective and this objective alone. Allah says you will secure the reward of the haji in the state of ihram. Something accessible to you and I 5 times a day. Allah make it such we take advantage of this, my dear brothers. Second, we have the narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu is the narrator. The khadim, the attendant of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. At a young age, his mother had brought him to serve Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 10 years in the khidmat, in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves him with this. What does he narrate? That person who will come to the masjid and read his fajr salah. ثُمَّ قَعَدَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. And then despite his cell phone buzzing in his pocket, despite the emails he needs to attend to, the school rounds that will start shortly, he has a hectic schedule ahead of him. But despite all of this, he takes out time to remember Allah. He does not leave immediately after the Fajr Salah, but he occupies himself in some dhikr of Allah. Perhaps he's reciting some tasbihat. Maybe he's making tilawat of Quran. Perhaps he's engaged in dua. But he starts his day dedicating a moment to Allah. And then when the sun rises, he reads 2 rakats of salah, what we call salatul ishraq. He performed his fajr salah already. The work of the day is calling him. But he takes time out to stand up for Allah. To start his day for Allah. What will he secure? كانت له أجر وله أجر كأجر حجة وعمرة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says his reward will be the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu are amazed. And perhaps Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam noticed this on their expressions. 2 rakats of salah, Hajj and Umrah. Where is the comparison? And the thought must have crossed their mind that perhaps he will get a diminished reward. It cannot be a full reward. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to emphasize, tamma. Tamma, tamma. O my Sahaba, a complete reward, complete reward, complete reward. A complete Hajj and Umrah for 2 rakats of Salah. Again, what is the thought process? What is a person showing to Allah? I am ready to dedicate some portion of my daily schedule, my busy schedule for you. I will take time out despite everything calling me. Because I know when I leave the masjid, when I pick up the cell phone, my work won't end. Before I know it, it will be time for Zuhar Salah. Before I know it, the day will come to an end. And he's driving home and still answering his emails, still taking calls. But I will start the day dedicating some time to Allah. Again, something accessible to you and I every day in our local masjid. We all claim that we would like to be amongst those standing on the plains of Arafah. Those who will pelt the Jamarat. Those who will make wukuf in Muzdalifah. Fire within the heart. What will prove the truthfulness of this claim? These actions are there for us. These doors are open for us. Will we take advantage and secure the reward or not? The hadith of Abu Umama, the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives us a solution that is perhaps even easier than the first two. For that person who says, I don't have 5 minutes to spare. I was unable to make my wudu at home and come to the masjid. Salatul Ishraq is not an option for me. My work starts before Fajr Salah. I don't have 5 minutes of... I barely have time to have a sandwich at lunch. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives us an even easier solution. If you want to secure the reward of Hajj, مَنْ سَبَّحَ اللَّهَ مِئَةً بِالْغَدَاتِ وَمِئَةً بِالْعَشِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, that person who will make the tasbih of Allah, he will glorify Allah, he will praise Allah, he will say Subhanallah 100 times in the morning, what will take him 2.5 minutes to complete, and 100 times in the evening, and any time in the morning, any time in the evening, when he finds time, it may be while driving to work, while dropping the children off at school, while preparing his morning cup of coffee, but he remembers Allah. He does not need to set aside his work as he is doing his daily tasks, but his tongue is moving in the remembrance of Allah. مَنْ سَبَّحَ اللَّهَ مِئَةً بِالْغَدَاتِ وَمِئَةً بِالْعَشِيِ. What will the reward be? What is the response from the side of Allah? كَانَ كَمَنْ حَجَّ مِئَةَ مَرَّةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is as though he has performed Hajj 100 times. Every tasbih, Allah is prepared to throw the reward of Hajj at you. Why? Again, I am turning my attention to Allah. Allah understands insan and human needs. The restrictions that we live in. Allah understands that we have busy schedules, that we have tasks to complete every day. For the man, he is looking after his family. Allah is prepared to reward him for this. The woman folk taking care of the household chores, Allah is rewarding them for this. The student is studying and learning. He is gaining knowledge. Allah is rewarding him for this. But despite all of these occupations, you took time out to remember me. You did not forget me. You gave me some attention. In reality, I should be deserving of your attention 24/7. But I understand you have a busy life. Show me that you have a few moments for me. 2.5 minutes for me in the morning. Think of me a little in the evening. I am prepared to give you the reward of the Haji. Allah is Al-Kareem, my dear brothers. That being who gives despite the receiver being undeserving. Ulama explain this by means of an example. A person hires a few laborers for the day. Manual labor. 5 or 6 of them. He lays out the task that they have to do. It is a hot day. 5 of the laborers work without taking a break, barely stopping to chat to one another. They complete the task perfectly. The 6th, he is there merely to cause trouble. Leave alone not contributing to the work. He begins to interfere with the workers. He stops them. He begins to talk to them. He cracks jokes with them. And every time the boss looks out, he sees him taking rest under the shade. He's got a glass of cold drink in his hand. He can't be bothered to do the work. Finally, the end of the day comes. And now time for these laborers to receive their wage for the day. And as they queue up in front of the boss, this person also stands in the queue. He pays the 1st 5, and the 6th person now comes. He's standing at the end. He says, boss, please, take pity on me and just give me something. The boss looks at him, and in his mind, the reel of the day is playing. Leave this person not contributing, but he tried to dissuade the other workers. He barely contributed to the work that needed to be done. And the boss decides, not only will I pay you your wage, I'll give you a bonus also. Ulama say, where will you ever find a generous person like this? Allah is more generous than this. Allah is prepared to give us a reward with barely any effort from our side. But for us to turn our attention to this, to take advantage, to walk through the door Allah has opened for us. As I mentioned in the beginning, my dear brothers, we may have been left behind this year. We may not have been fortunate enough to go on the physical journey of Hajj. And while that will still remain the ultimate goal, and we should not at any point lose focus on this, In no means do I mean to downplay the physical journey of Hajj. That remains the pinnacle, it remains the goal. But while we are remaining here this year, Allah has left these opportunities for us. And then something pertinent to these 10 days or these 9 days that we find ourselves in before the day of Eid. Imam Jassas Razi Rahimahullah has mentioned that these special moments within the Islamic calendar, Allah has made it such that the actions that a person will do during these periods of time, Allah will place a seal upon his heart for the rest of the year. A person visits Haramain Sharifain, and he is on the mataf, he is looking at the Baytullah. And in that condition, he has evil thoughts running through his mind. Or perhaps he is engaging in some evil action. Then the effect of the place will be such that his heart becomes sealed. And try as he may, it will be very, very difficult for him to give up that evil action. He did the wrong thing in the correct time. In the very same way, this period of the year, the Mawsim al-Hajj, these blessed days and nights, the hadith I mentioned in the beginning wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the virtue of these days. Ma min ayyamin, there are no 10 days in the entire year where good deeds are more beloved to Allah than this period of time. Wary of breaking the command of Allah during this period of time. It should not be that because I did not hold myself back and I did not make a concerted effort to protect myself in this period of time, that here too Allah seals my heart and the entire year comes out like this. So not only is this an opportunity, my dear brothers, for us to secure the reward of Hajj, for us to secure these great rewards from the side of Allah, but this is also an opportunity for us to make amends with Allah. A period of amnesty, a period in the year where we have an opportunity to turn to Allah, to ask Allah, to beg Allah for forgiveness, and to make amends, to correct my life. Each and every person knows the skeletons in his closet. He knows what he is struggling with. He knows what is blocking his connection with Allah. Take the courage in this period of time. Not only is Allah prepared to give us the reward of Hajj, but Allah will facilitate us getting rid of these evil habits. Allah has given us these days and these nights, my dear brothers. We have a few days left. Let us take maximum advantage. The day of Eid will come. They are also bearing in mind the restrictions that have been placed upon us. First and foremost, my iman, my loyalty to Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this way, then see the increase in our iman, the increase in our taqwa, and how Allah gives a person a blissful life in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.